It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics, and I'm joined by Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Also joining us today is Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. So usually we're talking about state politics, but this week, as we know, the legislature is on summer recess, and there is lots happening in Detroit, so plenty to talk about there. Stephen, I want to start with the city council. It looks like the council may be down 3 members. What is happening?
Well, there's a lot going on council. I mean, for starters, we've had one council member who's had a medical, an ongoing medical issue, who finally decided, you know, that he just could not continue to serve in that role, and I think that's perfectly understandable.
And you're talking about Kwame Kenyatta?
Kwame Kenyatta, yes. The other two that we have are, I think, more significant. One, Gary Brown, who is the council president pro tem, who is now going to work for emergency manager Kevin Orr as the chief restructuring, I guess, officer, is probably the closest title you can assign to him. And then President Charles Pugh has been sort of MIA for a couple of weeks, and none of us really knows why. There were some stories this week that made some, I thought, pretty obtuse allegations about some things. But so far, we haven't heard anything from the president himself. Kevin Orr's reaction to that has been to say, well, you got to come to work or we're going to stop paying you. The cumulative effect, of course, is that a third of the council could be gone. You know, while we have an emergency manager just a few months before an election, it really does throw the city's political infrastructure into some strange space.
Susan, as Stephen mentioned, Council President Charles Pugh has been MIA for the last couple of weeks. It's reported that he requested medical leave, which emergency manager Kevin Orr denied. Does the emergency manager law allow Kevin Orr to deny medical leave? How does all of this fit with that law?
Well, that's a good question. I have to be honest, you know, with the myriad points to the EM law, that's not one that I'm familiar with, but I'm sure is being looked over carefully by Kevin Orr and the Snyder administration.
You know, ultimately, this means less representation for Detroiters on the city council. Stephen, what happens next, and does it even matter?
Well, see, I think it does matter, because I think one of the things that is key here is both the impression and the reality that the emergency management does not displace the elected infrastructure. It temporarily takes power from them in order to fix a financial emergency, but it does. It's not supposed to leave a city or a school district without the means to govern itself after that emergency is over. And so when you lose, you know, if you lose a third of the city council, you certainly get close to giving the impression that the political infrastructure doesn't matter, or that the members of the council think it doesn't matter. You got to get on top of this stuff quickly and figure out a way to make that body whole so that it can continue to function in a limited way now, and that it can take back over city operations when Kevin Orr leaves.
I think it's worth noting that, you know, when this council was elected, this was supposed to be a very reform-minded council. There were a lot of high hopes for Charles Pugh in particular, and the council will be losing Ken Cockrell Jr. for the next term, which is a huge loss of institutional knowledge, although that won't be coming for a few months. You know, at a time when Detroit is so in flux and there is an emergency manager, I think it is really unfortunate for the people of Detroit, and also doesn't really help with the argument that those opposed to the EM law have been making, that they deserve elected representation when their elected officials seem to be bailing.
Stephen Henderson is editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press, and Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Stephen, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.